Chapter 4 Micah. What a bike rider he was in his dreams. The front wheel spun true, minding his hands, and his chin floated high above the smooth turning of the pedals. Lyris appeared from nowhere, holding a jackknife with which to reward his new ability, but he did not want to stop long enough to take the prize. On and on, down the road, into town. Everyone had gathered along the sidewalks, but he glided past before they had time to cheer, and then the town lay behind him and the terrain changed. Mossy rocks loomed from the ditches, and the more they rose, the higher above the road he seemed to ride, until the bicycle had changed into an old-time model that had such a huge front wheel it would have to be mounted and dismounted with a ladder. He sped along, wondering how he would ever get down. A cold wind began to blow cotton snow that collected on the sleeves of his coat and on his eyelashes. Then the wheel began to shake, as it did when he was not dreaming. He looked for a place to bail out, but was now riding over rough gray and green stones. The headwind drove furry scraps of snow against him. Weather slowed the bicycle, slowed the turns of the wheel, until finally, robbed of volition, the bicycle tilted toward the rocks and Micah fell, and woke up on the floor of his bedroom. He lay there breathing hard and listening to the night at the house. A familiar stream of sound came from downstairs. Everyone knew that television was a disruptive force that kept the mind from countless healthy activities, such as reading and drawing, but still, how good it was to wake from a dream and hear a television playing. It meant his mother and father were still awake. Sleep had not stolen them from him. Or, even if they were asleep, in front of the television screen. It was a still-dressed and slouching sleep, not nearly the dividing force presented by sleep in the bedroom. He was not allowed to enter their bedroom without knocking, and he assumed this rule had something to do with their dreams, which would be dramatic and complicated, and with sexual intercourse, which would be too. Micah opened Lyris's door far enough to slide into her room. The nightlight above the baseboard in the hallway cast a long, thin L of light on the ceiling.